Welcome to the How to Write a Book podcast, the show that helps you plan, write, and publish your book, even if you're a beginner or just feel like one. Now, for your host, she's written over a dozen books and helps others bring their books to life. Here she is, Maciel.
Hey, 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 everybody. What is up? What is up? How are you doing on this beautiful day? Beautiful, beautiful day. It is April. And I want to say, hey, congratulations on showing up here. Yeah, it's true. Because you're a writer. You are a writer. Oh, and hey, shout out to my girl, Natalie. What's up? It was so nice to talk with you. And if you're listening to this, I want to say thank you so much. You really brightened my day. I am so glad that this podcast is motivating you to write your book. And girl, I am looking forward to reading what you write. You know, I'm excited for you. So giving you a high five from way over here in California. You got this. All right, guys, today we're talking about getting a mentor. Awesome. Okay, but before we do, let's jump into our motivation and our prompt for today. So the motivation for today is, you use a glass mirror to see your face. You use works of art to see your soul. George Bernard Shaw. Awesome. Oh, so true. So true. Prompt. Your prompt for today is, something falls out of the sky that you needed for today. What is it? Interesting. What would I want right now? $1 million. Just kidding. That's my usual answer for most things. I mean, right? Who wouldn't though? Okay. You guys. All right. We're talking about getting a mentor today. Oh, getting a mentor. What do I mean by this? Getting a mentor. Get someone to help you, help move you forward in your writing goals, in your publishing goals, in your dreams, right? For your dream life. It is so important to get help from someone who's ahead of you. There's so many ways in which we can get bogged down in the details and get really buried on what to do next. And as my friend Trish Blackwell says, success leaves clues. And I think that a couple of other the self-help gurus also say that, which is like, if you want to be like someone, you know, if you want to emulate some of the success in your life, they have left clues to help you move forward as well. So if someone out there has this awesome career or this, you know, great way that they have impacted the world, look at their biographies, look at how they have approached their obstacles and what did they do to get there. And that's going to help you move forward. So the importance of getting a mentor is, as I like to see it, all of us going up a ladder at the same time. What's really cool about this is that when someone helps to pull you up, you can then help pull someone else up, and this chain will keep going. You can help the next person and the next person. And when you get, you know, make sure to give, because that is how the world just revolves. The importance of getting help here is to help you find clarity and focus, right? If you are self-publishing as I do, sometimes you could look at all the world and you're like, oh my gosh, you know, what do I do first? You know, do I write the book? Do I start the marketing? Do I get an email list? And you can simplify that by listening to what others before you have done. And it really helps to bring that into focus and accountability. It also helps you to, you know, have a coach. For example, I have gotten some coaches in my life who have said, you know, they've looked at my page or they looked at my book collection and they're like, this is what you've got to do next. And I'm like, okay, great. I'm going to do that next. And it's really great to have that kind of expertise to simply look at your stuff. And what's really cool about it is that when they do that, it's like so simple. They look at what you're doing. They're like, oh, okay, you need to do this. Bam, move forward. And it could have taken us, you know, us who are least experienced in that area. You know, we are learning. Could have taken us hours, right? So use mentors as a way to push yourself forward. Now you might be asking, okay, great, but how do I find a mentor? You know, I can't afford one or I don't know of any. And this is where the power of Google comes in, right? I recommend asking or looking around people you already admire, okay? And this might be authors who you love. You know, this might be self-published authors. This might be podcasters, YouTubers, people who put out blog posts, you know, those bloggers that really send inspiration. You'll probably find that they love to help people. That's why they do what they do. That's why they share content, because they want to help you succeed where they have already walked. So for example, I wanted more confidence. I searched for confidence. I found Trish Blackwell. I also wanted to learn how to become a six-figure author. I wanted to learn what it was like to write to market. I found Chris Fox, I also met in person and just totally fangirl. It was awesome. And you know, he has clear instructions on how to get there as well. I have booked sessions with romance authors who are, you know, newsletter experts, romance Kindle Unlimited experts. You know, they helped me by just giving me an hour of their time. And for some coaches, you know, it can cost, you know, upwards of thousands of dollars, or you can find a way to reach out to this person, maybe ask them a question, or maybe ask for a smaller chunk of their time so that you can afford it and move forward, right? One of my sessions costs $50. Another session that I have costs $120. So they can range, and it also depends on that kind of person, maybe wherever they're at financially or what kind of advice they're giving you. But I can tell you for certain that anytime I reached out to these people, their response was always helpful. Like, I was like, oh, of course, this makes so much sense. And I was able to move forward. Now, if you can't do that, I would recommend finding some additional resources that are for free, right? You have podcasts, right? That's why you're here. And I'm so glad you're here. Thank you so much for listening. You have YouTube. There's a lot of great people on YouTube as well. I've learned a lot of stuff from YouTube. Books, bookstores, although during COVID-19, let's don't go out to bookstores right now, but you could order online, or library cards, right? There are a lot of great places where you can get all of that education and that information without having to, you know, spend the hundreds of dollars right now to get that information. And that's what I really love about people like Chris Fox and Trish Blackwell. It's like, you know, they want to share their information. I love that, right? I mean, it's like, oh, thank you so much for imparting this wisdom on you. And then the next step, I mean, I highly recommend that if you've read their books and you're ready to move on to the next step, do it. You know, do it. It is really a game changer. Another option you could do is conferences. There's, for example, some of the conferences that I like and or have attended is the Smarter Artist Summit or 20 Books to 50K. There are a lot of conferences out there that might be suited to your genre. Like, there's the Romance Writers of America, or maybe your niche. So like, you're doing self-publishing or traditional publishing. And what's cool about that is that you're buying a ticket, but you're getting access to so many different people. You're getting access possibly to agents, right? To publishers, to editors, to other authors. And you can make those friendships, which later down the line will help you get a mentor. And even if you just make a friend at that moment and they don't necessarily do mentorships, you can ask them for references for mentors. And you know what I recommend is offering to help. If there's an author you love and you're like, you know, hey, I would love to help you with this one thing. I noticed that you're doing this. I happen to be an expert at that. For example, I do social media management. And I'm like, hey, I'll help you with this. And that person becomes part of your circle. And I honestly, I love the clients that I have because, you know, we're friends now. And it's such a beautiful relationship for me because it's like, I'm helping you, but I also get this beautiful, beautiful opportunity to ask you questions. And oh, I just admire your work so much. And I'm just so glad that I get to have this opportunity to get that wisdom from you. So if you can find yourself in a position like that, that's also possible. So you guys, there's a lot of different ways that you can find a mentor. You either, whether that's in person or not in person, you know, it's through their books or through their YouTube channel or podcast, or, you know, finally leveling up. There are a lot of different avenues. And what I do recommend is just finding someone to be accountable towards, someone that you admire, who you want to be friends with. And remember, that person should always want to lift you up, right? When you come out of a session and you're like, well, I feel like crap, you know, that is not what you want. You want to feel empowered, and maybe you need stuff to work on. That is okay. We all need stuff to work on, but they should help lift you up in a way that makes you confident that you know what to do next. All right, guys. And hey, anybody else who needs some help, I also help with books and obviously, right? And I am offering free 30-minute sessions for you guys. And I'm going to include that link, but I'm going to say it here. I'm offering this throughout the rest of April because of COVID-19, I feel like I really need to help people. And I know that everybody's kind of in a jam. And even if you're not in a jam, then, you know, you go ahead and utilize these sessions and pay it forward or send it to someone who does need this. So right now, my link for that is calendly.com/Maciel-Valenzuela/30min. That's M-I-N. I will include that in the show notes because that's a long one. But I will be offering these 30-minute sessions. You know, you guys will get on my calendar. We'll just meet. It's going to be kind of informal because there's going to be a lot of you guys, and I'm really happy and love to do this with you. But I won't be able to really pay attention to the nitty gritty. But what I want you to do is show up. You tell me what's going on. I'm going to give you some action items so that you can move forward. Right. And again, this is absolutely free because we all have to help each other during COVID-19. And that's what I want to do for you guys. In addition, if you don't want to meet face to face with me, totally okay. You know, then I suggest grabbing my workbook. It's at www.themasia.com/workbook to get you unstuck in your writing. All right, guys, you know, thank you so much for joining me here. As always, I'm looking forward to hearing what you say right here. Move forward in the direction of your goals, you guys, and we'll see you on the other side. Bye. Hey there, writer. Thank you for listening to the How to Write a Book podcast with your host, Maciel Valenzuela. If you like the show, we'd be happy if you left a review. For more information on writing and the writer's life, go to www.themasiel.com. That's www.themasiel.com. We'll see you on the other side.